Indiana's three-day governor on this moment of Indiana history. November 2012 marks the election of Indiana's 50th governor. Among his 49 predecessors, only Henry S. Lane can lay claim to having served as governor for 3 days. Born in Kentucky in 1811, Lane moved to Crawfordsville, Indiana in his 20s and opened a law practice. Lane served Indiana in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1840 to 1843, fought as the lieutenant colonel of an Indiana regiment in the Mexican War, and was one of the founders of the state's Republican Party in the 1850s. In 1860, the party faced a choice for its gubernatorial nominee, Henry Lane, or his equally promising rival, Oliver Morton. Defeated in the 1856 elections, Republicans wanted to present a united ticket, and a behind-closed-doors deal was struck. Lane would top the state ticket for governor, and Morton would run for lieutenant governor. But that configuration was not designed to last. Republicans won the governorship and control of the General Assembly in 1860. On January 14, 1861, Henry Lane gave his inaugural address, expressing the popular sentiment that the Union be preserved and secession be avoided. 2 days later, Lane resigned as governor and was chosen by his party to serve in the U.S. Senate, a turn of events only possible in the days before the 17th Amendment mandated direct voting for senators. Oliver Morton assumed the governorship. Both men would prove to be staunch supporters of Lincoln and his policies during the war years. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.